Mr. Roberts, rail 4. We were talking about after you'd landed, you'd rushed along to the quayside, along to capture these warehouses, and some of your unit had gone up.
Well, we didn't bother about the warehouses, it was the guns.
On top of the warehouses?
Yes, because they were firing down.
They'd been overrun by Captain Roy and...
Yeah, we cleared that obstacle. And then another chap with his mob, with his party, he cleared the others. So we got rid of the guns on top at the warehouse.
Were they actually demolished, blown up, or were they just captured?
Well, I didn't see any dead Germans.
No, the guns. Were the guns destroyed?
Oh, they were destroyed, yes.
They were blown up?
They put a depth charge in the barrel. And then come away and it blew up.
And you'd taken up position on the ground?
On the ground.
By the warehouse?
Yes. We're defending those up above.
And... What was the situation all around you? There were these ships, armed trawlers, German armed trawlers and things firing.
Dodging the flak, if you like, you know, where we were going. Because we were armed party with holding, say, you're holding this gate. You're defending this gate here. You're defending that gate there. So when the destroyer people had done their jobs, they were withdrawing through us.
The demolition people, you mean?
Yeah, they were withdrawing to go back to get picked up.
And you were covering their withdrawal?
Yeah.
And what happened next? Were you under a lot of fire?
Well, we come on to this is the most important part. They're doing it what they call the Old Mole, which was a gun emplacement, very heavily defended. And when the MLs were coming in, they had their landings to do round the Old Mole, as it were. And they were coming in to land their demolition parties. Well, before I told you before, they had extra petrol tanks on to take them back when they landed the demolition party. They were supposed to land, but the firepower was so terrific. And not only that, they were, as the MLs were coming in, they were firing. They had to run a barrage of bloody fire from the Old Mole. As I say, they had these heavily defended guns. And I don't think many of the MLs landed. Because all the bullets or whatever hit the petrol tank and boom. And the sea around there was on fire. So a lot perished with the boats. Not many landed. Not many landed. And we were... That's about the Old Mole was a place where we went in, we come out, and away. But we didn't. I'm talking about what the MLs that were going in on the Old Mole. It was shocking.
So the attack on the Old Mole failed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Where did that leave you? I mean, your demolition parties were retiring through you.
Well, as they come through, you see, but you see, on the MLs, a lot of demolition people, commandos, They had jobs to do around the Old Mall. We had further jobs to go further on in field. They all had all little parties of 5, 6, 10 of who had jobs to do. And one of the most important jobs was we were going in, we had this bridge, it was getting fired on. By ships, as a ships in the docks and that.
That was your next objective, was it, the bridge?
That was, oh. I was going over the bridge. The bridge to go over, which was getting well enfiladed with bullets and there.
Now, why were you crossing?
I was underneath. Instead of going on the top, the bridge, I went underneath here. And I was going along underneath the like stanchions and there, and I had me tin hat, and I clamped it with a girder, then I'd move along, then I clamped it again with the hat, and I got across the bridge that way.
Now where was this? I don't quite understand where you were going. Though you, where were you going to across this bridge?
We were going to. Well, we don't know where we were going. We were all joining up with the colonel.
You were moving further inland.
We were going further inland. But we were carrying wounded. We had our wounded with us. We were on bridge and a different thing.
How many had been wounded or killed at that stage? Had you had many? I mean, in your party, how many casualties?
Oh God!
Had you noticed much?
There were two who I knew of.
And what had happened to them?
Two were killed. One got shot and the other... and there was another one.
And when had that happened?
Well, they weren't with us.
So none of your little group had been hit at that stage?
Yeah.
So you got underneath this bridge.
That was my party piece. But then you come into another part where there were bollards, these big iron bollards, and you were into there.
Did you know where you were going?
The demolition party, they blew all the... winding wheel, the winding up these big cassoons.
Was that where you were going in support of them?
That were part of the job.
But where were you? What was this bollarded area? What were you doing there? Do you see what I mean? Where were you going? Or were you just following?
We were just picking up where we go. We wounded and that. There was
were you advancing or retreating?
No, we were going forward.
And what happened in these bollards?
We had these bollards. You were diving to get behind that, you know. Then we come up against the concrete path, the concrete wall. You get behind that. What do you see? That were getting inflated with shells and guns and... You know, that were getting well and truly. So there was a shell burst. We were lying, say, there, this concrete wall, and a shell burst there. The shrapnel flew out. Chap I was with, he got badly wounded there.
What was his name?
He was unfortunate. He didn't have a tin hat. He'd lost it at the beginning. And I found out later, he had shrapnel, you know, into his head.
What was his name? Do you know his name? Or?
Well, he... out of the two he'd have given him no chance, but he come through. Arthur Ashcroft. I'll see him when I go to Liverpool. He's still alive.
And what happened then? He was a private. He was a private, was he?
Yeah.
And what happened after that? He was wounded. Another
withdrawal were coming through, and one of the
officers. What do you mean another withdrawal? Do you mean more of the demolition men were coming back, or you were pulling back?
They were coming through to link up with us. And the parties, when they'd done the demolitions, they come through us, you see, then we carry on once they finished. And he put an M on Arthur Ashcroft for it. That was for,
morphine.
Yeah, he gave him a dose of morphine. And he had like a little stud, you better press it in. And then put it on there.
Now, what state were you in? Were you nervous, or how did you feel about what was going on all around you?
Well, you were nervous and that, but you just carried on, you know. Because you're linking up with people who were wounded. And as we were getting bigger and bigger, we went into this house they laid on, supposed to be, anyhow. They'd gone into this, and we sort of went into a cellar, into this house with the cellar, to lead the wounded. And by that time, we were surrounded with Germans then.
So you dragged the wounded into this cellar?
Yeah.
Were you actually helping with that?
Well, I've got something in my legs.
But when did that happen?
When that shell burst.
When
the concrete wall. But I was able to walk.
How bad were the wounds?
Not that bad. Just one. Just spattering, you know what I mean.
And so
it could have been me, mind. I mean, Arthur Ashcroft were lying there, I was lying there. But you see, he didn't have his tin hat.
So, you were able to walk. Did you help Arthur Ashcroft in as well?
No.
Someone else did that?
He was left there. We leave him there.
He was too badly wounded.
Yeah. I met up with him when they was rounded up and we were picking up survivors as we went through to the colonel. You know. And he said, well, it looks as if it's ended now. He says, I'll see you in Spain.
So, tell me a bit more. You were in a cellar.
Yeah.
And what was happening around? Were you part of the defence? Or what was going on around in this?
Well, cellar? The Germans were getting bolder and bolder. And they were getting more troops up. You know, see, the biggest thing for us was surprise. We got so far up before they knew when we were going up the river, the estuary, that it was a raiding party. That's the, we wouldn't have really got up if the surprise were.
So what happened then? Were you fighting back in the cellar or just waiting by then?
No, we couldn't do anything. We just got come out now. They had to give yourself up.
How did they treat you when you surrendered?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Was it? I mean, did they treat you fairly, or did they, or were they rough, or?
Oh no, they didn't. They sort of belt you or do anything like that. He just walked away. Where we were all ushered into the Colonel and Major Copeland and his party, and one of the essential things, they blew the dockade that went.
Now, that was next morning now. What time did you surrender, do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know. Was it long before the explosion?
Hmm?
Was it long before the explosion?
Yeah, it said it to go off at such and such a time. And we'd been herded into a hotel basement.
And they were not the same place you've been captured, you've been moved from that cell.
Yeah, we were moved. We were in this, it seemed to be like a basement of a hotel. And they were doing wounded and everything. Germans were getting first thing. While they were doing that, the destroyer went up.
So how bad was it?
Oh, well, there was a lot of souvenirs hunted. They were on there. You know, big noises out the Navy. Couldn't believe what happened. And they came in, they were all covered in oil and, you know.
And was it a big noise, a big explosion? I mean, could you hear it clearly?
We heard it from where we were. Oh, aye, yeah.
Did you know it had blown in the Kassoon?
Oh,
yeah.
Or did
you find out later? I mean, when
no,
did you know
we knew. We knew nothing. Well, 40 depth charges, and it went. And they were tamped down with water, you know, giving them a much bigger zoom.
So you knew you'd succeeded. How did you feel about that?
Well, they didn't bother about us. I mean, they were working on their own people, the Germans were. And then they would come to us. And then he went on doing us.
How did they treat your wounds?
Oh, well, it was all right. They treated you. Yeah. There was nothing untowards, you know, we could say. And then we all met up. Where did we go then? No. See, we had a lot of chaps injured, no, you see. A demolition team who were working 40 foot below on these big engines, electrical engines and things like that. And they set all theirs, and that went up. That, and then they dropped 40 foot to all these electrical things that used to wind and unwind and wind the winding wheel and all the work into the docks was in this building worked by electricity, and they blew all the electrical motors and all that, and just the cave there were perhaps 6 or 7 what they'd seen at Southampton, same. But when they blew them up, all the floor came through with them, you know. And that destroyed them. and that put them out of action, and the docks were out of action. I don't think they could use the docks for 12 months.
Now, what happened? What about your time as a prisoner of war? And I don't know whether you remember which camps you were in and things, but what's your memory of your time as a POW?
Well, we were a prisoner of war. We went to Bremerhaven, up near Bremen, and they built a new camp. I don't know whether it was for us or not, but they built this new camp.
Do you know what it was called, or was it just Bremerhaven POW camp?
Yeah. So we went there in cattle trucks.
What was it like in the cattle trucks?
Bloody awful.
Why? What was the...
You were jammed in. Yeah. You had a coat here and a coat there. Yeah. Red Cross were good. Red Cross were good. German Red Cross. When we stopped at the station to relieve ourselves, all the guards jumped out, ringed us, saying, you know, if you want to run away, you can do. I'll put a bullet in you. But they gave you soup and that, you know. Then we went into Bremen, went to the naval prisoner of war camp. Good job we did. They were good.
Was that the Milag and Milad Nord, or whatever it is?
That's it.
Was that after
Malag? Malag and Milag Nord.
That's it.
That's where we went.
Now, was that your first camp, or was Bremerhaven your first camp?
No, Malag and Milag. And they put us in a new camp.
What was that like?
It was all right.
It was a naval camp.
We're good. And they had a whip round. It was a big naval camp. They all wanted the news from Blighty. You know, how are we going on in there? And how are we doing in there? And they had a whip round. They brought us loads of cigarettes and things. You know, just to tide us over.
What were conditions like there that you lived, you know, that you lived under?
Well, they had a toilet as such. You know, they were like bog seats, like all wooden seats with holes in, just holes in. And they had a one tap, a cold water tap. They used to see these Navy fellas, the officers, like, used to strip off naked underneath the tap. Oh, it's bloody freezing away. So, but then...
What were the huts like?
Well, we were in this camp, and we all became gardeners.
Hang on, what were the huts like?
Oh, they were new. They were all new. But we dug a tunnel. We all became gardeners.
Tell us about that, then.
We all became gardeners, and we were getting these things, these tools, to dig the soil over the wall, and then, yeah, but they were going down. We had a little cupboard affair where they used to put them. From in there, we could square out and out. He could lift it out. So we had to go down there and then start digging. And they'd lift the cardboard box up and they'd take it out, like, and scatter it in amongst the garden stuff. And we used, so many of us, well, they had volunteers. I would dig it. Digging there.
What was it like digging underground like that?
The colonel, our colonel, he was a civil engineer in Civic Street. In fact, they say he built the Daily Express offices in London. Anyhow, he said, we'll dig a tunnel. And he says, no, we won't use any bed boards. He says, yeah. And he just, see that fire, like, went square. Oh, I'm all right. It went sort of up round there.
So it's a sort of circular scape, like about
half a circle.
2.5 foot high.
Well, you didn't have much room once you got down. Then you scrape it.
And you didn't have any supports? Bedboards and supports?
No, we didn't have a support, never.
What sort of soil was it?
Well, we used to go along and I used to get out, but you work on your belly sometimes, you know. And if it rained, you had to be careful because it seeped through and you had pools of water. And then we used to get Red Cross parcels. And in the Red Cross parcel, there were these biscuits in wax, a wax covering. We used to scrape all the wax off, right, and make like a candle, small candle, piece of string and that. And we used to take them down with us because it was pitch black. No electricity, no lights or nothing. And we just have these little candles. And when they went out, it was time to get out because there was no oxygen left. So we had to crawl back out. And we were digging this.
How deep in the ground were you? You know, was 6 foot down or 4 foot or 2 foot or what?
You'd be about six or seven foot.
So if it collapsed, you'd got no chance?
Oh, no. Never thought of that. But we always had somebody, you know, you're working in pairs. And then you'd have a couple more on top. And a couple more taking them out and scattering them around.
How was the soil scattered?
Hmm?
How did they get rid of the soil? That's one of the big signs, isn't it, of tunnelling, because it's a different colour from surface soil.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, it was like you just kept them in your pocket and just scattered it as you went to different parts of the camp. It weren't a big camp. We were just on our own.
And how far did it go, the tunnel? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Well, we're nearly to the wire.
How far was that from the hut?
Oh, God.
About?
About 15 yards or something, 12 to 15 yards. But we're putting wires up, see how far we've gone, you see. But then they let...
How long could you be underground digging on a shift? You know, so you go down with your partner.
Oh,
yeah.
How
long could you keep going for before you had to come back up? Oh,
you didn't, because you couldn't breathe. See, you do what you can and you come out. Do what you can and come out.
And how long would you last normally?
Well, you could just say 10 minutes.
That was it?
Perhaps so. You know, as long as you got something out. But well, sometimes when it rained, it seeped through. You couldn't do anything. You're crawling in mud.
How far a day would you get? Or were you not really aware of how far?
How far?
A day would you get? I mean.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Now, how many people were working on the tunnel? I know there were only two in at a time, two or three.
Well,
at a time.
You got volunteers. I don't know. There weren't many volunteers who were in the hut. I was in the hut there. I was digging in here. So I transferred my stuff into the hut where the.